ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. This is going to be a real treat because guess what? I wanted to learn something about this new program I heard about, and then all of a sudden I find out that it's being run by two of my favorite people who are in studio with us. This is awesome. We are chatting it up today with Amy Hansen, who is the Director of Children, Youth, and Families at Our Savior's Evangelical Lutheran Church, and she is here today with Teresa Chattel. She is the Community Outreach and Events Coordinator at Our Savior's. And gosh, ladies, so great to see both of you. How are you?
Thank you. Very well. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in today. I'm so grateful. So I want to learn, of course, about this Treehouse Hastings program. But first of all, who wants to give an update on this? Must be an exciting time of year at Our Savior's.
Oh, absolutely. It's always a wonderful time of year as we head into the Christmas seasons, of course. So we are excited to really just be able to gather again, too, and have so many different fellowships and different activities and events going on. We have our Thanksgiving worship going next Wednesday, which is going to be fantastic, the day before Thanksgiving at 7 p.m. So that's kind of a fun thing we haven't been able to do for the last few years. So that will be great. And of course, followed by Pie Fellowship, because that is just something that we always have to do, right, with Thanksgiving. And then we'll be heading into our Advent and Christmas season. So we'll have lots of different things, from children's programs to our Wednesday evening dinners, and a lot of our, we have a women's book study now too, if anybody's interested in that too, and we'll be meeting in December on that too. So,
you know, I must say that a lot of the churches have not quite gotten back to their pre-pandemic state in many ways, but I really have to hand it to Our Savior's. You really have tried to get back to where you were as far as offering the outreach that you do. And I know that's a big piece of what you do, Teresa, is the outreach portion. Did you find that that was something that the community was asking for, or was that something that your membership was asking for, or how does that work?
Well, it was kind of a combo. It was us being a church, we want to make sure that we're always honoring and helping our community in the best way we can, and being mindful of how we're offering our help, our services. So my role is really to go into the community and find out what's the best needs. What do you really need? Not just throwing money or things at people, but finding out what their true need is and how our church and congregation can help feel that need.
And that's not the tail wagging the dog. I mean, that truly is looking at what the needs of a community are, because I would assume if you went into another community, the needs might be different.
Yep.
And it's great to hear that your, is it Wednesday night dinners or Thursday night,
yep,
that those are back. That's
mm-hmm.
a fabulous way to do subtle outreach and evangelization, I think, in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a program now that I want to learn more along with our listeners. It's called the Treehouse Hastings program. Very intriguing. Who wants to explain it?
Well, I can start. Treehouse itself is an independent nonprofit organization, and they exist to really help all teens overcome this feeling of hopelessness and to help all teens feel loved, capable, and worthwhile.
Is it a national organization?
It is not. It is not okay. A national. There are Treehouse and other locations here in Minnesota, and you might see that Treehouse name. There are different models around. around the nation, but what we're affiliated with is the Minnesota Treehouse.
Okay.
And so basically, the Treehouse model programs and resources have now been brought here to Hastings, and that is by a sponsorship of Our Saviors. So Our Saviors understands, as Teresa was referring to, there has been just a growing need for teen support in our community in various ways. And there's a gap here between maybe those kids who are maybe getting some help just at the school, for example, or maybe outside of the school and seeing a medical professional, for example. But there's a gap of a lot of kids who kind of fall in between that. And so Treehouse is really there to support a lot of those kids. And so Our Saviors will provide the space, the support, the resources, the management, and also help to provide the volunteers that run the program. And basically, how the program is going to start is the program will have basically weekly mentor and peer groups. So there will be groups that will meet on a regular basis. We're going to be starting out on Mondays after school to hopefully start out the week off right for a lot of these kids. And it will be really focused on grades 5 through 10. So the 5th through 10th grade are really this time and season and in youth life that where things are really changing, not only for them physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, but really just around in their world too, because they're becoming more like young adults. And so there's just a lot of things going on, and these groups really are formed to support them in that growth.
It's so beautiful that you are thinking this way, not only for the youth of your church, but also for the youth in Hastings. And is this something that had maybe been on your hearts for a long time, or where did this come from?
Yeah, this has been in the works for well over a year, trying to find the right person to do the volunteer work, coming up with the resources to support this, getting our church behind it, and talking with the schools, the council of the schools, finding out this is something that they could see as useful in our community. So yeah, we've been at this for probably a little over a year trying to get this.
You know, when you mentioned, Amy, that there's that gap, I know exactly what you're talking about. A lot of times at school, when kids are at school, you know, there's a ton of people looking at them and trying to help them and move them forward and lift them up. And then if, you know, there's that other side where perhaps they do have some mental health issues that they would like to have addressed by a professional, but there's a whole space of kids, you're right, that are just kind of in the middle, and they could go one way or the other in many things in their life. What is the difference between this and, let's say, just any garden variety youth program?
Yeah, that's a great question. So by having our affiliation with Treehouse, we're able to use their programming and their model. And their model really is built on a progression through the meeting. So there is a template, for, if you will, every time that the students come in to meet. So there will be an adult leader, one or two adult leaders with a group, and it's usually a small group of anywhere from 10 to 12 kids, or maybe even less or more, depending on what the need is. And they'll have an itinerary kind of or an agenda to follow for the meeting. So there might be an opening game. There could be some sort of discussion points. There might be a topic specific to bullying or to, you know, overcoming just different obstacles that they might be facing. There will be time for discussion, and then even small groups. So there'll be like two or three kids with an adult, or two or three kids just working together on something, and then coming back to the group. So to me, what was really attractive is the idea that there is a structured focus and there's a progression through these meetings. So as kids come and they come more and more and more, they're going to become more comfortable, feel safe, they're going to feel loved, they're going to feel capable, they're going to feel worthwhile, they're going to feel a little more empowered within that group, and they can grow throughout that time together. So it's not a youth center where you just kind of drop off and everyone just plays games. There is a part of that we definitely have. We have a gaga pit, we have foosball, we have, you know, just these things that kids can do, but it's really about then the structured time that they have together that will help these kids grow and give them some tools and resources to kind of overcome whatever they might be struggling with.
So the Treehouse model you mentioned is a real specific program. Is it something that lasts 12 weeks? Is it ongoing? What is that like?
Yeah, it's ongoing. So So it is something that's just, it's ongoing. There are years upon years of development that have gone into this. So it's something that's ongoing, and it's more age appropriate too. So we have some different activities and discussion points for maybe a fifth or sixth grader than you would for a ninth or tenth grader. And that's also why the groups themselves are going to be split too between kind of the fifth, sixth, seventh grade, eighth, ninth, tenth. So they can just have age appropriate discussions as well.
So in some of the things that you have done in your listening sessions, Teresa, with the schools or with parents, what are some of the things that you've heard back?
We've heard that, like Amy said, some of the kids are falling through the cracks that don't quite need the one-on-one counselor time, and maybe their parental home support isn't quite enough, and they just need that, like it's an in-between, like something like just some support, just to maybe work with other youth that are going through the same things, hearing some of the same things. I think as youth, they think they're alone and that no one else is going through this, but hopefully through this, they'll be able to hear that other kids are going through some of the same things. And it's just, unfortunately, it's part of growing up, and we're just there to support that. How can we help you get through this tough time in your life?
So what's been the initial feedback when you have presented this out to other people? I'm sure it's been very positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. The counselors are very excited that they'd have this extra support. They're very burdened right now because of just the way things have gone with COVID and just...
COVID really messed with kids' mental state, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And just, you know, I think that our country, too, is kind of at war with each, kind of like, you know, we're fighting each other, and it's just a, you know, kind of a weird time right now. So trying to help fill that gap and be there for the kids and just hear what they have to say. What are you looking for? How can we help you?
You know, I think in many ways, when we look back on the pandemic, and as you said, the weird time that's going on, kids have no idea this is a weird time. And I think that in our lifetime, you know, these kids will probably never see another pandemic. We probably won't, or all of the things that came with it. It's important to remind people of that what you're living through is really historic. Mm-hmm. And so anything that you can do to help support kids. So what other resources does Treehouse give the program? Does it train the people that are going to be working with the youth, or how does this work?
Yes, so there is a training program for those who will lead a group on their own. So there's a full program. It's several months, actually, and some different online modules as well as in-person meetings.
It's important work.
So it's very important. And to note, too, these are not the people who have gone through the certification. They aren't licensed psychologists or therapists. We have to be really careful about that, too. This isn't that to take place of that. So we want to make sure that people who need those resources get those as well. This is like we've kind of indicated, this is more of that in between. So if a student is going to the counseling office, maybe they are just not feeling that they're belonging, they're struggling with maybe some bullying, maybe some sort of situations, and the counseling office is full. I mean, they're meeting with a lot of kids and they have to prioritize, rightfully so. So they're not maybe seen there, but they're not going to be a kid that maybe would go right away to a therapist of some sort the next day either. And that takes a long time to get into. We don't have a plethora of children psychologists or child therapists here just available. So this is kind of a catch-all. This is open to anyone. So I want to be really clear about that too. Just because it's Our Saviors that's sponsoring it, it is a support from the church to the community. So anyone here in this community who is in between those ages, that fifth grade to 10th grade, that might feel like, hey, this might be a place where I can just come and be myself and see how it goes and see how I can fit, you're welcome. So that would be another piece too, is to really talk about, I guess. But so the certification is there. There is also lots of programming resources that are sent out every month. There'll be new resources, new games, new ideas, new discussion points, things like that. So we're able to tap into those as well.
Because I would assume that is ever changing also.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, seasonal topics or maybe cultural topics, you know, different things. Because here in Hastings, our Treehouse resources and what we're going to pull on are going to look different than maybe what Egan's looks like or what Burnsville's looks like or, you know, other people's look like. So we just, it's going to be very different and really to our community needs.
Is that part of what Our Saviors is known for, is really community outreach? Because I'll tell you, someone that is not a member of your congregation, that's what I see. I really see that you step up and you fill a need where, you know, a lot of people or churches or organizations talk about maybe what the need is, but you really have done a great job. I have to congratulate the church. And where does that come from? Is that your leadership? Is it congregational driven?
Well, I think our congregation has always been very generous before the pandemic with their time and also through it with money. We are just fortunate that we have the resources to be able to help our community in that way, whether it be with time or with money. They're very responsive to specific needs, and we're able to meet those, and we're very fortunate that we have that opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and on top of that, too, I think you're right, Teresa, that our congregation is so responsive. When there is a need, it really feels like the congregation responds instantly. Whatever that need is here in the community, and I would say overall Hastings, it is definitely like that. I definitely feel that as a resident here, that when there is a need, this community comes together to meet that need. I think if you really want to boil it down to, it's really what Jesus calls us to do. So I do think that is the basis for not only our congregation, our leadership, our Teresa, myself. You know, it's what Jesus calls us to do, is to help those who are in need. And it's not just a financial need or a hunger or a thirst. It's, you know, in this case, it's really creating an environment of safety and an environment of inclusiveness for all youth, because that is a need. And that's what we see in the community. So we're going to try to fill that in that way.
So what do you think an average evening or program will look like?
Yeah, right now it's really set up to meet right after school. So around that 3 o'clock time frame.
Nice.
And then it will be about 90 minutes of filled programming. So it's about 3 to 4:30 on Mondays. And we're going to kind of swap. So it'll be the younger kids will meet 1 week, and then the older kids will meet the next week. And we'll have more of these details out on social media and such too. So, but yeah, I think it's going to be something where it's just going to allow for that after school come and be able to kind of, whether it's vent or just kind of let loose or be yourself a while before you even head home and work on homework and all of those other things. So that is the initial startup, but we are very flexible, and we are going to be listening to our families and our community and what these youth need and what's going to work best for them. So if we have to change and go later or a different night or something, we can do that.
Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, no, I think it's just important to know that everyone is welcome, and whether you think what you're going through is not something real big or huge, that's okay. Come and check us out. And you know, I think there's a lot of value in what we're doing, and you may be surprised that, you know, it's something that you really think you need. You didn't think you need it, but coming and being with your peers and hearing their stories, I think, will really be a value to our youth.
And on an ongoing basis, I think, mm-hmm. which is mm-hmm. so nice. You know, everybody likes a routine, whether we admit
right.
it or not.
Right.
So this is something that we can sign up for, or how does that work?
Yes. So right now we are in the initial phase of, if anyone is interested at all, they should reach out to, you can either email treehousehastings@osel.org, or they can find us on social media. It's Treehouse Hastings, both on Facebook and on Instagram. And they can just PM private message or do a message to, you know, a direct message to either of those groups, and we will reach out. And right now we're just have a wait list. We just kind of are basically putting together a list of families and kids who will be interested in starting with us. And then we're going to be starting here in December. So it's going to be coming up pretty quickly with those initial groups.
It's really a wonderful program, and I hope it's a big success, like all the good things that you do at Our Saviors. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate your time today. Amy Hansen, she's the Director of Children, Youth, and Families, and Teresa Chattel, she is the Community Outreach and Events Coordinator at Our Saviors Evangelical Lutheran Church, and this is a wonderful program called Treehouse Hastings, and it is open to everyone. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
Uh-huh. If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our